this is going to the show when I'm just a regular guy. While all of the Christmas wrapping has been tossed out in the garbage, the wrapping up is still going on over by the show. Oh, yeah, the Star Wars saga, it's coming to an end. Jeez, it feels like only 42 years ago when I stood in line at the Gateway Theater for an hour and a half to see some new space movie that blew me away. And who would have thunk, as I got into my 67 Olds Cutlass to drive away, that there would be 9 of these strung out over all of this time. But here we are with the Return of Skywalker. And you know, even today, walking into a show to see a Star Wars movie is still very exciting. The John Williams music blasts on, a scroll starts rising from the bottom of the screen. You can't help but get a chill. The dead speaks. That's the first thing it says. And not only does it speak, I'll tell you this, it shows up in acts. Carrie Fisher still gets to be Leia. I gotta tell you, this could be the best performance ever by someone who died 3 years ago. What would Star Wars be without her? I ask you that. She's very important to this story because when you come right down to it, Star Wars is one of the great family dramas of all time. The Skywalker clan has had a hand in everything that happened a long time ago in a neighborhood far, far away. And I don't really want to tell you too much about this final story because just by talking off of the top of my head, I could easily blow about 5 plot spoilers. But I will say that I enjoyed all of this movie. And look, I ain't even a big Star Wars guy. There's no lightsaber in my basement. But as an ardent casual fan, I had fun watching it. I got caught up in all of the aerial action, all of the cliffhangers, the energy. It's a pretty quick 2.5 hours at the show. And the emotion. You cannot help but get caught up in this emotion because it really ties up the whole thing from my seat pretty well. I had a couple of choke-up moments and a cameo appearances I thought were pretty perfect. And it is the last time we'll see the current crop of heroes and villains. Good guys like Rey and Poe and Finn, and of course the villain Vader, grandson and killer of his own father, Kylo Ren. And the Ren and Rey thing together, their relationship, it's pretty good. Hey, all of these people have been a big part of making Star Wars something to care about again. And Billy Dee Williams, I got to tell you this, he shows up with all of the suave charm that he brought to those malt liquor commercials many years ago. And never forget, Billy Dee Williams was Gale Sayers. But critics trashed this one. They did, and some super fans are up in arms too. But for me, J.J. Abrams took on this impossible job. Knowing you can't please everybody, is it the best of the bunch? Absolutely not. But in the end is delivered in a fun, thoughtful, mostly coherent, and most importantly, in a very loving way. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. Get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.